Radio Africana.
Your non-stop entertainment radio.
Love is timeless, but so is great music. And there is no other place for an evening of great conversation with classic tunes and heartwarming stories. From 70s to 90s classics, every song has a story to tell. And speaking of stories, we tell it the way it is. Love, relationships, and everything in between. Join the crew every Wednesday by 8 p.m. It's a date with love, romance, and oldies.
Oh, yeah.
Only on Manchester's Afrobeat station, Radio Africana.
Hello. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome back to Lovestorm, the show where we dig into the juicy secrets of love, lust, and everything in between. And I'm your lovely, lovely host, Jerry. And it's another Wednesday. Can you believe it? It just seems like yesterday when I was here, and now I'm here again. Pretty much excited to be here tonight. And as always, we're peeling back the curtain on another interesting love topic. Tonight, I'm going straight into it, and I'm going to be talking about secret desires. You know, them steamy, sometimes hilarious, and downright weird things that the opposite sex already kind of knows but pretend they do not know. All the things that we want, that we wish the opposite sex did know about us. Are you intrigued? Of course you should be, because I am. So let's get into it. The secret wish lists of men and women. And trust me, some of these will make you go, wait, what do people actually wonder? So my boyfriend wanted this all this time. Like, how could you wonder? Did she just say that? Yep, it's about to get spicy tonight. So grab a drink and of course your phone, because you are going to be texting in and you are going to be telling me what your wish list is. And I'm also going to tell you what mine is. I'll probably set the ball rolling tonight by revealing what my own, some of my wish list, because I don't want all of you to know all of it. But yeah, I'll tell you some of the things that I've got on my secret wish list. Yeah, you know, the number to text is 0744-881-1570. And if you're only just tuning in, it's Lovestorm on Radio Africana. I'm here every Wednesday, 8 to 9, and I talk about love, relationships, and everything between. This is a 24-hour station, so we've always got one good stuff for you every hour, every minute, and every second of the day. I'm gonna go on a short music break, and when I come back, I want you to tell me what your secret wish list is. This is not a Santa list, no. This is your secret wish list that you need, you hope your partner knows or would know about you. So this is the night to just go all out. I think when you're sending those messages in, remember to include your name, because your partner just might be listening. This is a good time to tell them how you want it, what you want, where you want it. Yeah, I'm giving you ideas now. Yeah, so get your phone ready, because after this music break, we're going straight into it. It's your girl Jerry, and do not touch that dial.
Jealous of the rain that falls upon your skin. closer than my hands have been. I'm jealous of the rain. I'm jealous of the wind that ripples through your clothes. It's closer than your shadow. Oh, I'm jealous of the wind. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me. I'm jealous of the nights that I don't spend with you. I'm wondering who you lay next to. Oh, I'm jealous of the night. I'm jealous of the love, love that wasn't here, gone for someone else to share. Oh, I'm jealous of the love. 'Cause I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you when you left me, there's nothing to forgive. But I always thought you'd come back. Tell me all you found was heartbreak and misery. It's hard for me to say I'm jealous of the way you're happy without me.
As I sink in the sand, watch you slip through my hands. Oh, as I die here another day, yeah. 'Cause all I do is cry behind the smile. I wished you the best of all this world could give. And I told you
Labyrinth, and you're still listening to Love Storm with Jerry. Tonight we are talking about our secret desires. What's that desire that you've got that you hope that your partner would know or just somehow guess, even if you're not willing to share it? Maybe because you're too shy or you just don't want to be too needy. Yes, that's what we're going to be talking about tonight. All right, fellas. What men know as women's secret desires. Let's see if you men are in tune with what we want. I'll be telling you that because I know you're already thinking, do I really know what women want? Yeah, here's the tea on what you probably already know that women secretly want but might be too scared to ask for. Talking about women, yeah, I'm one of them. And I'd say the first thing that I want is emotional security, but without the 24/7 texting. Yeah, it does get overwhelming sometimes, even though we can be the needy ones. Yeah, but we don't want it 24/7. And I know a lot of women will say they also want you to be authentic, basically, stop pretending you don't know we want stuff. Like, when we give you, you know, the green light, we want you to be very receptive. Like, we don't want to have to tell you all of it. Like, especially, you know, when a lady wants that, when she wants it and she gives you the green light, do not go around pretending like you don't get it and you just want us to say, spell it all out to you. No. Another one that every woman wants is romance. You know, that the little things, that little reminder that we don't have to set. Yeah, you said, oh, reminder, you want the reminder. No, we don't want to have to set that reminder. We want you to do it yourself. We want you to remember our favorite pizza. We want you to remember our birthdays without having to remind you every year. We want you to remember what we like, our favorite cocktail, for people that love cocktails. We want you to just go into the restaurant and say, babes, I've got this. I know what you like. You like a pina colada. You like your steak rare. You know, like, we want little things like that. We don't want you to say, oh, babes, how do you like your steak? And that's like our 15th date together. That just gives us the, he's not that into you sign. Yeah, so guys, these are the kind of responses I'm looking for tonight. I've just given you ideas on what women like, but this doesn't necessarily mean that all women are like me. This is just me telling you what my secret desires are. So I want you to text in and let me know that one thing that you wish your partner knew about you, which is your secret desire. And I want the men to share theirs as well. Let us in. I think sometimes we think that we understand men a lot without really understanding men. So this is us trying to get into the minds of the opposite sex tonight, just to figure out what goes in there. Yes, let me know. I know I already have one message, which is really cool, because yeah, we've got the first text of the day, and this listener has decided to go anonymous. And then the listener says, have you ever thought of having a day in the week when you do not have the daddy and hobby responsibility? I mean, Wednesday is your day off. You ain't married on Wednesday, and it all can resume next day. I'm Mr. Anonymous. Okay, Mr. Anonymous, that's okay to have a day off. It's not too much to ask for, but then you ain't married on Wednesday. It's just like, it sounds like you're looking for a secret pass. You know that. Someone wants a day of being single while being married. Okay. But it depends though. There are women that don't mind that. I know there are people in open marriages and open relationships who wouldn't really frown at that suggestion. So maybe, just maybe, you can let your partner know. Who knows? They might secretly want that as well. So both of you would give each other passes and say, okay, on Wednesdays we're singles, and then we pick up from where we left up from on Thursday. But if it then happens that you go out on a Wednesday and you fall in love with someone else on that Wednesday, be ready to kiss that relationship goodbye. So be careful what you ask for, and be careful what you wish for. You just might be surprised that your partner might probably want 2 days. You're thinking of one day and then your partner wants 2 days. But you see, that's why we need to have conversations like this, because we all do have secret desires from the looks of it. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. If you're only just tuning in, this is Lovestum, and I'm here every Wednesday, 8 to 9. We talk about love, relationships, talk about loss sometimes, and everything between. And yes, we are talking about our secret desires. Was that one thing that you wish your partner could know? And then even if they do know it, they could just grant it. But yeah, sometimes it's so bad that it's still going to remain a secret, because you might not have the guts to reveal it to your partner. But the good thing about the show is we can share it here, and what happens here does stay here, because this is our safe space. Ladies, I'm waiting for you to send in your secret desires, because it looks like the men are beating us to it tonight. We've had a man open the floor, so we should send in our secret desires, because your partner just might be listening, and this might be the night where your wish gets granted. I know for a lot of men like and are huge on respect. I know we might get a lot of that tonight, because men like it when you fake interest. They don't even want you to be interested in what they're passionate about. Just fake it. Like, just pretend you love their favorite team. Just pretend you are happy he's winning in whatever game he's playing. I think that might be a huge one tonight. But this is just me guessing. So that's why I want you to text in, so that we can learn. I know another one that men might be huge on is physical connection, because men are touchy, aren't they? So they just, not just the obvious cuddling or all that stuff, you know, the kind of physical connection that I'm talking about. I think, yeah, we're gonna get a lot of that tonight, so let's get ready. I'm just guessing, perhaps it just might be something else. And I think another one, from what we can tell from the first listeners message or the first texters message, is space and independence. Yes, I think a lot of us would like that, because when you do get married or when you're in a relationship, it does sometimes get so up in your face that you just want your space sometimes, because especially on the weekends or when you're on holiday, you guys are almost together 24/7. And sometimes you just need a break, because you just might feel like you're losing or forgetting yourself. Sometimes you just need a break from all that noise, all that routine, and just want to try something different. So yeah, I'm pretty sure we're gonna be getting a lot of space and independence. Yes, let's watch this space, because that's gonna be popping up a lot tonight. Yeah. So we have another message, and I'm gonna see what our cheeky listeners have to say about their secret desires. And trust me, some of these texts are gold. I can already see it. That's why I've got that cheeky smile on my face. This is funny. This one says, I think my wife secretly wishes I'll stop helping with the dishes and just let her be the queen of the kitchen, because I do try to help all the time and I also love cooking. So sometimes it looks like we have to struggle for the kitchen. That one, okay, maybe, just maybe, but if your wife was me and if I were your wife, I'll be more than happy for you to take over and do the dishes, like, gladly. Like, do it. I wouldn't even drag that kitchen with you, know. I'll let you just take charge. Make it a permanent dishwasher. But sometimes best help is no help. Unless you're volunteering to cook sometimes, yeah. But I think if she really does like her kitchen and does like her space, then yeah, maybe, just maybe, back down sometimes. But yes, you've also earned yourself some serious husband points tonight, because that's a good one to see that you do love doing the dishes and you do love cooking. Yeah, so all the best, and thanks for texting. The texter hasn't put the name, so I don't know who sent that in. But yeah, Good job there. So we've got my husband's secret desire to wear socks that doesn't smell like a biohazard. How do you know? See me in Manchester. Thanks for texting in, but wow, okay. Maybe we should invent. That's a good one for me. Maybe for people like your husband, I could have, you know, the deodorizing socks that would help fight such smell. Oh, but yeah. But okay, that one. I think what you need to do is, as soon as he comes in, just throw the socks into the washing machine. That's also an act of care, you know, just grab the socks, throw it into the washing machine, and then maybe invest in some sprays. They have some good fit sprays out there that would stop the smell. But yeah, but I don't know how that's your husband's secret desire, but see me. But yeah. Oh, is that your secret desire to stop his feet from smelling? I don't know if that's your secret desire to stop his feet from smelling. Then the best thing to do is invest in some deodorizers that would just help, and you'll be happy, he'll be happy, and I'm pretty sure his feet will be happy too. Okay, yeah, the phone lines are just going off, and yeah, I know that you guys cannot wait to share what your secret desires are. I'm gonna go on a short break before I jump into the new messages, so that I'll let it simmer down a bit. I'll go on a short break, come back, and if you're still looking to text in, the number to text is 0744 881 1570. 0744 881 1570. I realize I said that too fast earlier, so 0744 881 1570. Do not go anywhere, because I'll be back in a bit.
Lay a whisper.
Alright, this is Still Love Stump, and you're still listening to Jerry. I'm going right into the messages. We're talking about what's that one secret desire you wish your partner knew about you, or the one that you know your partner has that they never say out loud. And let's say the replies are getting spicy, honest, and straight to the point, which I do like. So this one says, "Hi, my name is Larry from Manchester. My wife secretly wants me to last longer in bed, but she would rather pray about it than tell me straight. I caught her listening to one YouTube bedroom performance pastor at night." I'm sorry, I'm laughing. The last line, YouTube bedroom performance pastor. I don't know about that, but yeah, people listen to all sorts of. I didn't know there was a pastor that specifically prays about bedroom performance. Okay, I need to go check that out. Okay, Larry, my guy. Well, if the Holy Spirit can lay hands on your stamina, okay. Carry on, brother, receive it, because the desire is real, so let the prayer points do what talking to you cannot do, because, yep, what? I don't want to say the popular slogan here, but we all know what that religious Christian slogan is. What God completed at home. But yeah, who knows, Larry, if talking to you hasn't done the magic. Just maybe God can touch your heart in different ways. If he can reach your heart, then he can reach your stamina. So that's it. Just thank you for texting in. Okay, this is IJ. IJ is in Bolton. She says, "My boyfriend pretends he's okay with my soft life demands, but deep down, I know he wants me to chill on the monthly expenses, e.g. hair, nails, and just because transfers." Okay, just because. I've not been asking for the just because transfers. I need to start telling which one is. Oh God, you guys are teaching me a lot of stuff that I do not know. So hey babes, can you just send me the just because transfer? Like, send me the just because money. Because why not? Okay, I'm learning. IJ. Okay. Well, I would say soft life is not selfish at all, because it's self-care. Yeah, but okay. You have to be paying for the just because transfers one way or the other, though. It has to be a give and take, so be ready as well when he shares what his secret desires are. Okay, I'm still looking at that just because transfer. Making notes. I've been doing it wrongly the whole time. Okay, thanks for that, IJ. Oh God. And still on the phone lines, this says, "Hi, my babe secretly wants to be worshipped in bed, like those women in Nollywood scenes. She acts shy, but any small compliment and she's smiling like she just won a grant." This person has chosen to remain anonymous. Well, Mr. Anonymous, there's power in words. If she wants to be a queen, why not? Just because, why not? If people are giving the just because transfers, you need to give the just because compliments as well. Give her the throne and the kingdom. It doesn't take anything away from you. Just learn to, you know, learn the right words and the right things to say to get her where you want her to be. So like I said, it's give and take. Something has to give. So if that's what it's to take to get her, and she's in bed, she's just in bed, it's not like she wants it the whole time, so you can just pretend and do it. You just get used to it one day, who knows. I'll probably share what your secret desires are as well, so it's balanced. So you're giving it and you're getting in return, and then nobody feels left out. The messages are getting spicy, I told you. I'm just grinning from ear to ear here. This one says, my husband secretly wants to be left alone after sex, but me, I want to cuddle, I want to gist, and maybe even watch a movie together. Is this too much to ask for? Okay, this is Yewande from Manchester. Yewande, thanks for texting in. Well, this is a battle. The battle of the post-match cuddler and the post-match sleeper. Maybe just, I think what you have to do here is you have to raise your negotiation skills up and probably ask for a few minutes, maybe 5 minutes at the most. Just say, can we just get a cheeky cuddle for like 5 minutes, and then you let him hibernate in peace, because who knows, maybe he's just conquered a very massive war and then a warrior needs his energy back. So who are we to ask a warrior not to rest after conquering? So he deserves to have his rest after the big win. So it's just all about compromise. Or maybe you could just get your cuddle before the big match. If you know you get to wear him out that much, you probably need to get all that you need while he still has the energy to. Okay, I can't believe I just said that. Yeah, you are it. Thank you very much. Okay, this one says, she says she loves me for who I am, but I know she's silently praying I upgrade from Bolt to Benz. Okay, oh, so you haven't got a car. Every time a G-Wagon passes or a big car, she accidentally turns and sighs. Okay, ouch. This is T from Salford. Okay, those sighs are a vision board energy. Like, if you were missing it the whole time, you shouldn't miss this one. Like, she loves you, she loves your potential, but she just needs you to probably up your game a little bit more. And you might actually manifest it. I think you're not manifesting it well enough. She's giving you all the signs. Just manifest it, bro. Rather than looking away when she sighs, I think it's time for you to say, don't worry. You see, this time next year, that'll be me in that car. So you have to be careful that you are next to me when I'm in that car. I think it's time for you to just flip the coin around now. Rather than getting offended when she does that, I think you need that as a reminder. And also ask your time to manifest and say, yeah babes, choose a color. What color do you like? What car do you like? That way is you putting it out in the atmosphere, and who knows, you just might end up. And nothing is impossible, so don't put that away like you're never gonna have a car because you haven't got a car now. Just flip the coin and start manifesting, because everything is possible. Oh, someone says, I have a secret desire, but I'll die with it. Oh, wow. This is Toby from Manchester. Toby, why do you want to die with your secret desires? You need to share it. Who knows? Your man just might be listening and make it a reality for you. This is Harriet from Manchester. She says, in addition to the cuddler, I remember someone saying watching P O R N with your partner that could be a desire, and there's a question mark after that. Yeah, the people that desire that actually, and some people do it because they feel it's a turn on. Yeah, that's one for people. Yep, it is. It's a good one there. Thanks for texting in, Harriet. This one says, Amaka in Manchester says, he wants more action in the bedroom, but won't say it. Just small mood swing and he'll be singing, is everything okay? Is everything okay? Is everything okay? 100 times. My guy, use your words. Okay. Oh, okay. I think you need to let him know that if he wants it, he needs to say it rather than the mood swings. But this fits back to what I said earlier. I think sometimes we need to understand body language, because you already know what he's looking for, but he doesn't need to spell it all out all the time. If you know that's what he's after, then why not? If you're down for it, why not just also give him the green light? Why do you have to wait for him to spell it out all the time? Because I think he just gets frustrated when he has to always spell it out to you. Maybe he wants you to see the signs, and then like, yeah, rather than just saying it, and then it just becomes more like a chore. Than because some people like being spontaneous, and when they have to spell it all out, they don't see the fun in it anymore. Just maybe that's the case with him. Okay, people are choosing to go anonymous tonight, which is good. Okay, this one says, I just want guilt-free me. Oh, I just want guilt-free me time, like overnight hotel stay once in a month to relax and rejuvenate. There's really nothing bad in doing that, but is who are you spending time with in the hotel? Rejuvenate. Yeah, there's nothing wrong with a me time. It's just that, what are you going to be doing during that me time? Are we going to have like an agreement saying these are the boundaries to your me time? Are you going to have set rules that would surround the me time? Or is it just a free pass once a month saying, okay, this is your wild card, go do it whatever you want to do with it? Just maybe. Look at me already negotiating, carrying out the negotiation like I'm the partner. But I know, I think these are the questions that your partner would definitely want to know, like, how free is this me time and how me is the me time? Yeah, but that's a good one. Like, if it's just going to be like a you time, then why not? Everyone deserves a break. And is your partner also going to get the me time? So is the wild card also going to be given to your partner, or is it just for one person? Okay, we're learning. That means, okay, we don't know if this is a man or a woman. So we don't know if you're going to, if we're getting into the mind of a man here or a woman. So this one says, this is Chooks from Manchester says, my girlfriend low-key wants me to spend more, but not too much. She will say I'm not materialistic and then send me a Zara link 2 minutes later. But she's not materialistic. What if she sends you a Harrods link or Selfridges link or Harrods link or Selfridges link? That's being materialistic. But Zara, she's just being very considerate. This is girl math, by the way. According to our math, if it isn't like high end, then we are not materialistic in any way. If it's like mid end, if it's low end, this is us being considerate. But if we then send maybe the high end brands, Yep. That is pretty materialistic then. Is what she doesn't want you to go broke. She just wants you to balance it, you know, love and gifts. Because the two go hand in hand, don't they? That might be her love language. Okie dokie. We're going to go on a short music break again. And when we come back, we're still going to the phone lines. If you're only tuning in, this is Love Storm with Jerry. And tonight, we're talking about secret desires. What's that one thing you want your partner to know about you, but you're not bold enough to say it? This is the time to say it or forever remain silent. The number to text is 0744-881-1570. We'll go on a short break. Do not go anywhere. We'll be back in a minute.
The light that you shine can't be seen. So much he can say. You remain my power, my pleasure, my pain, baby. Talk to me, you're like a grown addiction that I can't deny. Won't you tell me he's a healthy baby? But did you know that when it snows, my eyes become a light and the light that you shine can't be seen.
Jerry, and I'm back. We're still talking about secret desires, and I'm going back to the phone lines. I've got Tima. She says, hi, I'm Tima from Manchester. My fiance wants to be emotionally and sexually expressive, but he's scared, so he'll just cough and say, Tima from Manchester. Okay. Well, that could be a cold Tima. Maybe when he does the you just understand that's him trying to express something. And probably give him a hug, and yeah, it could start from there. Because it is what it is, you know. The people that are not really that bold to say what they want to say, especially when it has to do with sexual stuff. So if he does and you already know that when he does that, that's him giving you a nudge, maybe you can start from that. Baby steps. You guys should start taking baby steps. It might just be the sign, it might be the code. Just use it, maybe especially when the people around and he does you know what he's saying. So yeah, save that. That could help you. Wow, lost them listeners. I love it that you're not holding back today. Secret desires might not always be spoken, but they're felt. So whether it's in the bedroom, in the bank account, or your heart, understanding each other's quiet wishes could also be a love language. Like, it doesn't necessarily have to be act of love, gifting. It can be you understanding the body language, understanding what their desires are, understanding how they like it, how they want it, how they sleep. Some sleep with light on, some sleep without light. Like, it's just the little touch that counts. Like, when you really pay attention, it does go a long way. And sometimes as well, like, we've had a lot of requests for space tonight, which is great. It just goes to show that we're still human at the end of the day, that no matter how much we're in love, we still need our own space to be our own selves sometimes, because it's not really easy doing stuff together as one, because we're individuals first before being in that relationship. So it's only natural that we would want our own space, and it shouldn't mean that they're falling out of love. It could actually even make the relationship better, because we need to find ourselves before we can give ourselves to another person, because when we've lost ourselves, it just pushes us further away from the people that we love. So it's good from time to time to give each other that space. Maybe not a whole night or a whole week away from your partner, but it could be a couple of hours just to let them recover, because it is a lot of work being in love. It is a lot of work, because you're not just thinking about yourself, you're also putting either your partner, your children, and your whole family sometimes before yourself. So it's a good thing we're talking about this, because we've just seen that it's only natural that people want these things, and having these secret desires do not make them bad people. It only makes them human. Here, this one, we have another message. It says, my boyfriend wants me to stop asking him, what are you thinking, every time we're out. Okay. I don't know why you keep asking him, what are you thinking? Are you a mind reader? Because sometimes people just want to be left alone, and it doesn't help when you just becoming a full dictator, trying to understand their every move, trying to understand what's going through their head at all times, saying, what are you thinking? What are you thinking? Is that when you go out shopping? Is that when you're watching a movie? But I don't know why. It might just be peculiar to you, because I wouldn't want to start asking someone every time, what are you thinking? I think it would even get on my nerves as well if someone keeps asking me what I'm thinking, because it looks like I just have to be on my toes around you if you keep asking me that. Because just let him be sometimes. If he's ever thinking about stuff, I'm pretty sure he's gonna let you know. He's not a child. He will definitely let you know what he's thinking, if at all he's thinking about anything at that point. But you having to go every 5 minutes, what are you thinking? That's a bit over the top, I think. I see. We've got another one says, I secretly want my girlfriend to admit she's just as weird as I am. I'm not the only one that does weird stuff. We both do weird stuff, but she only thinks I'm the weird one and calls me weird. I want us to be weird together. Well, the best relationships are built on weirdness, I guess. So if she doesn't want to embrace it, you already know she's weird, because it takes a weird person to be with a weird one. So I don't think it's something to bug her about. If you think she's weird, then she's weird, and if she thinks you're weird, then you're weird. And so long as you're weird together and happy together, nobody cares. So wish you good luck, and thank you for texting in. Okay, it's fascinating that this secret desires just shows us that humor and honesty are the relationship that they're just the glue that holds the relationships together. When partners are able to laugh about stuff, able to give each other the breather that they need, able to build trust together, and able to form that deeper connection, it only helps the relationship blossom, and it only helps the relationship last for a very long time. So there you have it, secret desires that opposite sex kind of want us to know. So women, we kind of know what men want. Sometimes men want to play women too. They want to cook, they want to help do the dishes, they don't just want to be stuck doing the manly stuff. And sometimes women need space, women want to know what goes on in the minds of men, and women also want you to know that she secretly wants you to splurge on her, secretly wants you to know what her favorite color is, wants you to know what her favorite food is and what her favorite drink is. So you would not say you haven't learned anything tonight. It's your turn. It's not too late to share. You can still find me on Instagram. It's at Jerry_Alden. Just message me under the post, because I made a post about tonight's show. So you can go to the comments there and leave what your desires are there, and I'll be happy to pick it up next week's show. And yep, it's been amazing again sharing my Wednesday evening with yourselves. I don't know how time manages to fly by so quickly every Wednesday when I'm here, but it just goes to show that we have a lot of fun together, and that's the joy of being on this show, because I've got special, like extremely special listeners. Like, you guys are awesome, and you're the reason why I do this every Wednesday. If you also have any goods or services that you want to advertise, you've had a feel of the show and you know how engaging my listeners are, this is the best place to do it. We've got listeners across the globe, from Lagos to Ghana, to Atlanta, to New York, to Manchester, to London, to everywhere. So long as you've got Wi-Fi, you've got data, you're able to tune into Love Storm. So you can reach out to us on 0744 881 1570, or you can find me on Instagram at Jerry_Alden, and let me know that you are looking to advertise on the show. The rates are good, the reach is massive. You don't want to be left out on this journey with Love Storm. I'm going to have to love you and leave you, and I'm just going to leave you with this message. Stay loving, stay kind, and do not forget to tune in to Love Storm next week Wednesday, because I'll be coming with another interesting topic. We're going to be loving and learning together. So have a lovely rest of your week. Have a lovely night, and I'm going to catch you next week Wednesday on Radio Africana. Good night.
A few stolen moments is all that we share. You've got your family and they need you there. Though I try to resist being last on your list, but no not 'cause tonight is the night for feeling alright. We'll be making love the whole night through. So I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love. Yes, I'm saving all my love for you. No other woman is gone.
The boys know makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. Built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let see beneath your beautiful tonight?
You let all the girls go, makes you feel good, don't it? Behind your Broadway show, stop if you